This is the rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Viewers of the NewsHour know that Margaret Warner has been reporting a series of stories from Iraq. And you might have also seen a report by Fred DeSam Lazaro, a special correspondent that brought us a story about Iraqi refugees in the surrounding countries. One of the people that he was working with, we're happy to be joined by right now, is Haider Hamza. He's a freelance Iraqi journalist. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Hari.
All right, so in part of Fred's story that we didn't necessarily see on TV was the Iraqi refugee situation in neighboring Syria. Now, you were able to get in there. How is that story somewhat different than what we're seeing today in Fred's piece?
Well, Harry, there are definitely a lot of common grounds between what the Iraqi refugees are going through in Syria and in Jordan, and also other countries like Lebanon, Egypt, and even here in the United States, for that matter. I believe what makes Syria a little different is the fact that there are more Iraqi refugees in Syria than any other of the countries mentioned, and also the social and economic class of the refugees who ended up in Syria. Most of the Iraqi refugees, or many of them, who went to Jordan were those who had either education or had money or were investors or bankers. In Jordan, they have a system where if an Iraqi family deposits 100,000 U.S. dollars in a bank, then they get legal status to stay, and so on. In Syria, you have more the lower class and more families who have suffered severe persecution.
And what's the demographic that we're seeing? Even though they're not in a particular camp, the ones who identify themselves as Iraqi refugees in Syria, are they more young than old? Are they more male than female?
There's a very, very large population of young Iraqi men and women. I've definitely seen that. And the reason for that, there are a lot of young Iraqi males that their families are still in Iraq. Their parents are still in Iraq working. They send their sons and daughters to Syria to avoid having them being kidnapped or having them getting involved in a political, religious, or a militia group. Of course, in Syria, what you saw that was also somewhat different than Jordan, that there's the sex industry that has targeted the Iraqi refugee population. And again, given the poor economic status that they have in Syria, it's made them a softer target for that industry. And there are thousands and thousands of Iraqi women who are now enrolled in the sex industry in neighboring Syria.
So due to the high unemployment or inability to get jobs by the men, the women are actually now getting into this line of work?
A group of young Iraqi men actually took me over a weekend in Syria to see the nightlife, explore the nightlife. And they took me to this whole strip outside of Damascus on the outskirts. And that they said it was mainly run by Iraqi women refugees. And you go inside, and true enough, you know, I saw dozens and dozens and even up to hundreds of Iraqi women. I met a woman, her name is Dunya, who fled over to Syria after her husband was killed. He was killed by a militiaman at the front yard of her house, and she actually saw it happening from the kitchen window. And afterwards, they stormed into the house, and she was raped repeatedly. And afterwards, she fled with her daughter over to Syria. And when we met her and her daughter were both working in this nightclub. And her daughter was only 11 years old at the time. When you listen to their stories and you listen to what they've been through, and you kind of realize that they are still suffering from a lot of scars and a lot of troubles from their homeland that they carried with them, but they're also still living now under a lot of psychological pressure and stress and fear of returning from where they are. So they kind of just escaped one hell to another, basically.
Okay, Haider Hamza, thanks so much for your reporting, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you a lot, Harry.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.